AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are reports from Russia. A court extended the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich by 3 months. He's accused of espionage. Matthew Miller is a State Department spokesman.
The claims against Evan are baseless, and we continue to call for his immediate release as well as for the immediate release of Paul Whelan.
Whelan is an American being held in Russia. The default deadline set by the Treasury Department is 9 days away. As talks go on to raise the nation's debt limit in the House, California Democrat Pete Aguilar says Republicans are not moving toward an agreement.
We're concerned that Republicans are not only moving the goalposts, but continue to hold out to the most extreme elements of their proposals, even adding, you know, the medieval wall and HR 2 provisions to this discussion that wasn't included in their default on America plan that they passed.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats.
There are certain things that divide us, and we know that. You cannot spend more money next year than we spent this year.
A report from the Office of Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul found 451 Catholic clergy sexually abused nearly 2,000 children in the state over a 70-year period. Raoul says many people trust the church.
When such trust is betrayed with abuse to children, and there are efforts to cover it up, the call for accountability should be resounding.
The Catholic Church had reported only 103 clergy had sexually abused children in Illinois. A London judge rejected Prince Harry's bid to pay for his own police protection, denying the royals' request to challenge the UK government in court. Police in Utah say a 2-year-old was shot in the head by a stray bullet while playing outside at a daycare center. There are currently no suspects. The child is in stable condition. This is AP News. Police in Spain say four people accused of hanging an effigy of Real Madrid player Vinicius Jr. have been arrested.
The effigy was hanged by the neck the morning of a match between local rivals Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. The perpetrators used a black figure with Vinicius's name on it, tied a rope around its neck, and hanged it from an overpass while still dark in the Spanish capital. Police say three of those arrested belong to one of Atletico's fan groups, and the other is a follower of the group. Some had prior bookings with police for other crimes. The hate message on the banner is often used by Atletico ultras, though at the time they denied responsibility for the display. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Florida say they foiled an elaborate jail escape plan involving a doctor's appointment by a 78-year-old businessman, John Manchek, who had previously fled to France following his 2014 arrest on child pornography charges. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.